Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Stephanie Owen, who's recently been named the president and CEO of the NWFA, the National Wood Flooring Association. Stephanie, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Kemp.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. Last time we talked, you had this role on an interim basis. Most people know the history. You know, Michael Martin stepped away last fall. You were assigned the role, and then the board went through an exhaustive search process. And I guess what, Steve Bratton called you and said, hey, good news, bad news, you got the role permanently? Is that what happened?
Yes, pretty much. Honored if they chose me.
Little background on you. You have an interesting background. It's kind of refreshing. You've done some teaching, and you're actually a women's basketball coach for a period, right?
Yeah, correct. You did your research. I played college basketball and coached for a few years at the college level and then jumped into some teaching and a lot of leadership in the education space.
You know, if you look at the trade associations for the various flooring categories, you've got the carpet folks, there's a guy leading it. You got the resilient folks, there's a guy leading it. You got the world floor covering, there's a guy leading that. You've got the tile people and the guy leading that. Then you've got the hardwood people and you're leading that. I think that's great news.
Yeah, first woman in the role. And I'm, again, incredibly honored in this position. A handful of women before me serving a role as the chair of the board. I'm surrounded by both an incredible team at our office of women and men.
Let's go back real quickly to your meeting in Charlotte in the spring. You're celebrating a 40th anniversary and you invited all the previous leaders there, board members. And it's just interesting how passionate those people are about this category. You can tell they all have sawdust running through their veins, don't they?
Yes, for sure. The whole show was really refreshing and honoring the history, but also looking forward to the future. Our members responded very well to it. One of the most well-received shows we've had in the past several years.
Okay, so you've got this role. Let's talk about house business.
Well, surprisingly well, I think all the reports show that the hardwood flooring saw about 2% sales growth in 2024. And our members are from our industry outlook surveys are showing that they still anticipate continued sales growth this year. So, I mean, that just continues to show the durability of real hardwood flooring in spite of, you know, our challenges with competition, you know, with the lookalike products and stuff that hardwood's still sought after. Obviously, we still have a lot of work to do with the category to bring that 2% up much higher, but it's still positive. In a complex economy, it's very encouraging.
What kind of challenges is the wood flooring business facing now?
We continue to, you know, fight against lookalike product, those that are going to market and kind of sharing a message that isn't quite true. So that's always going to be a continued challenge, I think, for us. As well as questionable, you know, tariff impact that, you know, impacts the supply chain. Those are currently just the uncertainty of how that is going to impact has been in the forefront of our minds.
Most people know that the supply of hardwood to the retailers, and there's plenty of domestic and Canadian suppliers that are doing really well. So what's the focus for the trade association for this year?
Well, for this year, most forefront in our mind right now is we have our leadership summit that's coming up in October 15th through 17th in St. Louis. We did our first inaugural event last year. 2024 was a huge success where we were able to bring leaders for the industry and really talk about the business of hardwood flooring and not just the technical or the new trends or products that are in the market, but really talking about how do they run their business effectively. So we have that coming again this year in St. Louis. So we're really excited about that. Really launched that just recently in terms of registration and getting people excited about that. It really, for our organization, our focus, we're not going to stray from our mission. But we do want to listen more. We want to listen more. The industry has evolved in terms of the way they do business throughout the entire supply chain. So I think as NWFA, as a membership-oriented organization, we need to hear what those challenges are or how their businesses have evolved so that we can better serve them and continue to empower them with the message and the story of hardwood flooring and empower them with the tools to be able to carry that downstream.
That's right. The story of hardwood flooring, this one of the strongest of which is the fact that it increases the value of your home, right?
Correct. And it's the most sustainable product. Not only does it increase the value, but the longevity, that's the story that we have that combats against those competitive products, so those lookalikes.
I noticed Ray Mancini's on your board, and we recently did a spotlight on him. So he's a big contributor, right?
Yes, he's on our executive committee and our board of directors. I'm a very strong advocate in the hardwood industry, as you know, but also a great supporter of NWSA.
All right, Stephanie, congratulations on having this role now permanently. Again, been talking to Stephanie Owen, the president and CEO of the NWFA, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLady.net.